morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Friday, May 10th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And it is Friday. And I suppose TGIF. But I want to get into history a little bit. And a discussion that I had yesterday, a question I was asked, and, you know, a pursuant discussion. But first, the state of affairs in America. I mean, it's always been this way to some degree, but see, my understanding was that we had among us, at a certain point, and at least to a certain extent, folks who, I mean, the way that I understand it, and I could be mistaken, I realize that. But the way I understand it, from my limited knowledge of our American history, it's my belief and contention that we had in our midst, I mean, there have always been the wolves and the sheep, so to speak. And, you know, the wolves trying to run amidst the flock. I mean, we've talked about on this broadcast how, for example, in Ivy League academia, there's been a very virulent satanic agenda that has always, you know, just kind of a thread that's been operating in Ivy League institutions for a very long time. You know, and there were things that were happening in the mid-19th century in particular, you know, the early part of the mid-19th century forward, really where things started to, seems like as soon as those folks from the founding era started to pass away, the 1820s, 1830s, right in there, all of a sudden things start to make a marked shift. You know, and I think of John C. Calhoun and his speech at the White House in 1828 at an event commemorating the passing of Jefferson and Adams, I believe, a couple of years earlier. And Calhoun was, he made a blustery states' rights speech, and that seemed to be, in my estimation, at least in hindsight, a harbinger for things to come. And we know, really, since about the 1860s in particular, all hell sort of broke loose. And we've been on a slide ever since then, I'd say. So, but my contention is there were folks in our midst who told us at the, you know, during the American Revolutionary period, if you will, you know, and especially from about, you know, I would say, about the 10-year period, 1764, 65, right in there to about 1776, maybe you go forward to 89, right in that era, that generation or so, there were folks in our midst who were remarkable people, who were extremely well acquainted with the vast majority of recorded history. All of it, thousands of years. Can you imagine today? We're kept busy with today's headlines. It's overwhelming. We're inundated with the so-called news cycle. It's not really a cycle. It just never ends. It's the perpetual inundation, the barrage of propaganda that keeps us guessing in Vladislav Surkov-styled avant-garde theater fashion, which ends up, you know, you see in the headlines, that you know, you see competing narratives in the same headlines oftentimes, or in the same story, you know, the complete polar opposite stories. So we used to have folks who were acquainted with history, real history, and you know, we are all people. We're not robots. So whoever writes the story is going to have a perspective, there will be some element of subjectivity that bleeds into the story no matter what. But that's, I think, aside from propaganda, which is different than information. Propaganda is information that is designed and intended to produce a certain opinion, a certain view on a thing, and even attitudes and actions, as Bernays tells us. That's what propaganda is. The father of modern public relations tells us that's how it works. So sure, there's always there might be a bias, you might say, but you know, the most dedicated historian might, by, you know, just by nature of his humanity, so to speak, by the nature that we're all people and we're not robots, there is an element of subjectivity that might bleed in, an element of bias or some kind of preference towards something or other. But that is separate from propaganda. And so we live in an era now where not only is real information, real history, unbiased, unadulterated, something other than propaganda, becoming more and more difficult to come by, which is ironic because isn't this still the information age? We've seen in 2019 in particular a real crackdown on certain discussions, and that's, to me, that's a Fabian-styled agenda, you know? And it's all of the worst sorts of things all rolled into one. It's all these strategies and tactics that have been identified over time, and in particular, in this case, it's the Fabian strategy combined with the Alinsky strategy of, in this case, for example, isolating the vaccine discussion and attacking it relentlessly to the point that you silence any criticism or opposition and just inundate people and beat them over the head with a message that says, if you don't agree with this and you don't go along, if you don't capitulate and acquiesce to the manipulation and coercion, then you will be ostracized, marginalized, vilified, and probably fined and jailed. That's where we are in America. On yesterday's National Intel Report, John read a story at the end of the broadcast. I want to get back to that in a second, but first I want to start with this. To this point that I'm making, yesterday on the Highwire broadcast on YouTube, Del Bigtree said these words. Go ahead, please.
But you really, you know, as a journalist, one of the things you have to do, it's a lot like, you know, being a lawyer. Lawyers always have to come up with, what's the motive? What would the motive be to lie to the people? Why would there be a motive to, you know, to put cancer-causing, you know, herbicide all over the plants and then not tell people about it? But I think that, you know, the other breaking story this week shows us where the problem is, and that's in the fact that we now know that the EPA just came forward and is still saying that glyphosate is safe. And a huge write-up in the midst of hundreds of lawsuits lining up, maybe even thousands, multiple lawsuits now paying out, Bobby Kennedy and Brent Wisners and other great lawyers fighting the machine, as it were, in courts to show us that we're being poisoned by this product. Still, the EPA comes forward and says, don't listen to that. Don't listen to the courtrooms. Don't read those internal emails. Don't listen to Kerry Gillum, who's reporting on these internal emails. We still believe glyphosate is safe. You know, when you see that, and you have to ask yourself, why would the EPA lie about that? I mean, why would they continue to put people in harm's way? What would be the motivation? And these are the types of things that make my brain, you know, spin and think, what is going on? It seems so obvious. You're going to get caught red-handed. But look what the EPA is up against. First of all, as, you know, a government regulatory agency, they were supposed to have been looking out for our health. They approved this product. So did the FDA and the CDC. Everyone's been involved in saying this is a great way to raise good crops in America. And now we're going to find out that we're all getting cancer from it. That's very problematic for the government. But also think there's another financial issue. Almost every farmer in America now is spraying glyphosate on their crops. Now, this is an entire livelihood that hangs in the balance should we find out that the soil and the crops have been contaminated with the, you know, persistent use of glyphosate and Roundup. And now think about the fact that one of our great exports is our agricultural exports. So now we want China buying this stuff. We want France buying it. We want England buying it. This is one of our great exports. Well, nobody's going to buy it if we can't prove to the world that glyphosate is actually safe. So you see all the reasons why government agencies start lying to you and to the world, because it protects multiple facets of how this country is being run. And in many ways, it's just that, you know, they've kicked this can too far down the road to back out now. They're all in. They're going to keep lying to you. Who knows if they start trying to pay off judges or move judges in and out to try and get a different result, because this is going to be really damaging to our entire agricultural culture, the one of our great exports, and one of the things that makes America thrive and making America great again. I mean, that's a great slogan as long as it doesn't involve poisoning us. And so I've said all along, you know, I have friends that are environmentalists. And by the way, while we talk about environmentalism, when you read these articles, one of the arguments being used for glyphosate and the need for it is it's the only way we can grow crops for the, you know, hundreds of millions and billions of people in the world in the future. And by the way, it's more environmental. And when I read this, like, more environmental, what do they mean? It's somehow protecting the environment. They said because the tractors don't have to till the soil when they use glyphosate. They don't have to turn the soil over, and those tractors that are burning fuel as they drive across the farms is, you know, raising the CO2 levels on this planet. I want to say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're telling me that one lone tractor out there on the range all by itself, you know, the only one you see for 20 miles, and then there's another one, that driving, that fuel burning into the air is actually affecting our CO2, couldn't have anything to do with the smokestacks pouring from industry all over the country, or cars lined up in Los Angeles just parked on highways, and in Austin, Texas, and every major city we find ourselves in. That, I believe, definitely is contributing to CO2. But a tractor driving by itself on a farm, I mean, come on, to the environmentalists out there, do you see how stupid they think you are? They think, oh, well, it's going to stop global warming if we poison our food, so we just got to do it. This is insane, folks, and it's a terrible argument, but they'll try anything to sell you on it. The point being, though, and I was going to say this, and I've said it before, my friends all say, oh, we're terrified Donald Trump's going to destroy, you know, obliterate our regulatory agencies. Well, when the EPA is, you know, has people from Exxon and Monsanto working inside of it, and the FDA has people from Monsanto and Merck and Pfizer working in there, and Bayer, and the CDC is a revolving door between Pfizer and Sanofi, Aventis, and Merck and their scientific bodies, you don't have regulatory agencies. You have bold-faced propaganda machines that are selling you something that you don't want. And we've got to stop this faith, this blind faith in our government, in science, because it's not science. Just because
core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? whatever makes you happy, whatever you want. You're so very special. Yeah, I wish I was special, but I am a creep. Ooh, I said it, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. Good morning. Okay. All right. Sorry for the delay. And we're about to head into a break now. A little slow getting started this morning. Anyway, it's Monday. We are live this Monday, August 5th, 2019, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And I had a couple of... We're in fire season now. Fire season seems to be in full swing. And so I want to talk about that. And one other story, real quick. Just kind of a state of the union. And we'll go from there. There are things that we can do, I think. And, you know, rather than fall prey to this and victim to this learned helplessness mindset, I really believe what I've talked about recently, the fact that basically we are being programmed to, well, as I've discussed, the articles that we'll go back to today, we're being programmed to self-annihilate. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Once again, we are live this Monday, August 5th, 2019, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. We had a little technical glitch there at the beginning, but we're all set now. So the two anecdotes, I guess I would share, or just two observations, kind of a state of the union, are, I don't know if I've mentioned this one recently, I thought about it. It was one of those things I think I thought about really hard, but didn't mention it. So I grew up, I was born in Libby, Montana. Grew up in that area back and forth, mainly between there and Spokane, Washington. And I remember haying in high school in particular, and I was passing through that area. There's construction in the corridor between Libby, Montana, and Kalispell, Montana, right now. There's road construction right in the area where we used to hay as kids. And so I was stopped for the construction, and a gentleman hopped out of his rig behind me. I was riding, and a dump truck went by, and he said, unprompted or unsolicited, he said to me, "There's a woman driving that. There was a lady driving that dump truck." And I said, "It happens around these parts." And he said, "Oh yeah, you from here?" And I said, "I was born here, you know, been away off and on, but born here, graduated high school here." And I remember haying in these parts as a kid. He said, "Oh yeah, where?" I said, "Schneider's place." And he stuck out his hand real fast and said, "Jim Schneider." So we, I didn't recognize him. He didn't recognize me. But we had a chance to catch up 30 years later, basically. And he told me all kinds of stories. It was really interesting to catch up. But one of the things that struck me was, you know, we were talking about haying, obviously, and they've gone to the round baler like everybody else these days. But he told me that they, and it was, this was just kind of a casual, inadvertent remark. It wasn't anything specific. It really struck me as unfortunate because of what we talk about on this broadcast and this network. There are things that we need to be doing. And the fact that young people have lost their initiative, by comparison, certainly, you know, maybe not entirely, and maybe not, you know, you can find specific young people that have that initiative, but there were generations of a bygone era, before my generation, certainly, who had a different kind of work ethic. This socialist mentality that lets people believe or draws people into the illusion that you can get something for nothing seems to completely destroy work ethic and initiative, industry, creativity. And people need to understand that if there is something that you can get for free, you know, I think the way Thomas Jefferson put it was, don't bite at the bait of whatever until you know that there's not a hook beneath it. Something like that. And so I would say today, the things that are given to people are designed to destroy work ethic, creativity, industry, and those kinds of things, to have us all be self-annihilating, really. And that probably sounds crazy to the average person, but when you start to dig in and look under the hood, and we'll get back to the some of the stuff that I was covering last week on this, that section in particular of Jeffrey Steinberg's article from May 2000 over at Lyndon LaRouche's Executive Intelligence Review, From Cybernetics to Littleton, Techniques of Mind Control. This is an article, you know, every bit as relevant today as it was when it was written back in 2000. So that section, you know, where he says, for the Marxist Freudian revolutionaries of the Frankfurt School, the ultimate antidote to the hated Western Judeo-Christian civilization was to tear that civilization down from the inside by turning out generations of necrophiliacs, which sounds crazy. I mean, you want to, you know, if you're married, you want to have your husband and wife really think that you're crazy and want to, you know, lock you up in the loony bin, run around saying, you know, they're trying to create generations of necrophiliacs. There's necrophiliacs everywhere running around, you know, in the, your best Ross Perot voice, you know, gridlock. It's gridlock. Everything is gridlock. But Steinberg wrote, if this statement seems harsh, consider the following. In his 1948 work on the philosophy of modern music, Frankfurt School leader Theodore Adorno argued that the purpose of modern music is to literally drive the listener insane. I was listening to a conversation last night about someone who starts dancing like a crazy person when the music comes on. And this is what I think of, you know, and you couldn't tell the average person this, as you and I know, because the unwashed masses would never believe it. How could that be possible? No one would allow it. Well, if the folks who are shaping culture want that, then that's what's been happening. So prove me wrong. You know, we have all these modern conveniences, as I've said recently. What do we do with all of this recaptured and reclaimed time? Are we studying the classics? You know, the Iliad, Plato's Republic, etc., etc. You know, I just installed this widget and it gives me back an extra half hour or hour a day of recaptured and reclaimed time. Now I'm going to read Moby Dick again, but no, that's not what's happening. It's entertainment. It's amusement. And as Lieutenant Eric Schein reminded us, amusement is the absence of thinking. So, you know, how would we know if we don't make any critical examination of anything? Anyway, so Steinberg writes, he justified, Theodore Adorno argued that the purpose of modern music is literally to drive the listener insane. He justified this by asserting that modern society was a hotbed of evil, authoritarianism, and potential fascism, and that only by first destroying civilization. See, this is what the perfectibilists want to do. Only by first destroying civilization through the spread of all forms of cultural pessimism and perversity could liberation occur. On the role of modern music, he wrote, it's not that schizophrenia is directly expressed therein, but the music imprints itself an attitude similar to that of the mentally ill. The individual brings about his own disintegration. So the music imprints upon itself an attitude similar to that of the mentally ill. The individual brings about his own disintegration. He imagines the fulfillment of the promise through magic. You know, the magic kingdom, when you wish upon a star. Its concern is to dominate schizophrenic traits through the aesthetic consciousness. You know, and so when I think of schizophrenic, I think of James writing, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, ought to expect nothing. And it reminds me, in this context of music driving people insane, imprinting traits similar to the mentally ill, bringing about the self-disintegration, I think of these folks, you know, in Miley Cyrus's Mother's Daughter video, who are confused about who and what they are. And no wonder they're angry. You know, it's very similar to the lie that women have been told, you know, you don't need a man. Nope, you don't. But the women that are very upset, feeling that way, being conned into that lie, are upset in a general sense. And I know this is oversimplifying, but, you know, they've been created, endowed, if you will, with this sort of latent desire for one. So you have this latent desire that you can't get rid of because it's inbuilt. It's in your nature. But the world tells you you don't need that. So the latent desire is to want it. And the message, the external message, is you don't need that. And so no wonder that causes conflict. Again, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, ought to expect nothing. Confusing. So in conclusion, in this section, Steinberg writes, in so doing, okay, so its concern is to dominate schizophrenic traits through the aesthetic consciousness. You know, what does the lyrics mean? I don't know. I mean, it kind of sounds like something bad. Yeah, I know, but it's cool, right? Dominate schizophrenic traits through the aesthetic consciousness. In so doing, it would hope to vindicate insanity as true health. That's the end of the quote. Necrophilia, he added, Adorno added, Steinberg writes, is the ultimate expression of true health in this sick society. So these are the folks that have been shaping culture. This is where this, well, music like Miley Cyrus's Mother's Daughter comes from. And so just imagine how many Hannah Montana fans have, you know, are basically being turned into insane, schizophrenic, mentally ill necrophiliacs. And that just sounds crazy until you have the extreme displeasure of watching any of Miley Cyrus's Mother's Daughter video that should be banned from the interwebs. If anything should be banned, that kind of content should be. It certainly shouldn't have however many million views it has now. I don't even want to look. Anyway, I'll get back to my anecdote here in a second. Let's go to the phones and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome. We have Fred.
Opinion. Some very important information. You've brought up numerous salient points. I wonder how many of your listeners comprehend what you said in the first 45 minutes of your program. Now, what I want to talk about is motivator. Okay, in law, as you mentioned before, they look for motive. Well, I look for motive myself and a lot of things, most things. Let's take the person that snatches a woman's purse. Well, what was his motive for snatching a woman's purse? What was his motivation? Well, most likely what motivated him was the need for money to buy drugs to satisfy his desire or need. Well, let's take the person that robs a person. What was the motivation for a man to rob another man? Well, probably he wanted money. That was his motive. And his outlook, he went against his conscience or didn't have any conscience. And he just wanted money to do what he wanted to do. Now I'm going to cover glyphosate and genocide. Glyphosate kills people in the United States. And when it goes abroad in our grains and our food products that we sell worldwide, kills people worldwide. This is genocide, to kill people worldwide. Okay, the motivation or motive may be by the producers of these chemicals can be money. And I'm sure that plays an important part. Now, who are the motivates people to use these GMO foods that kill? I hear the music. I'm not done yet.
Yep. Hang on, Fred, and we'll come back to that when we return from the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. This Monday, August 5th, 2019. We're on the phones. Fred in Iowa. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. Who facilitates this motivation for money or to motivate people to buy GMO and buy and then just GMO food and buy grains that will go worldwide that kill millions of people, will and does.
Do you want me to answer that?
Go ahead.
Well, I would say, I guess I didn't know if it was a rhetorical question or not, but I would say if one asked me, I would say it's a trickle-down initiative, and it originates, you know, as the Bible tells us, from one nefarious character, and then as Jesus said in John 8, you are of your father the devil. So there are you know, folks who are involved in the effectual outworking of this plan, but originates from one character.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Okay.
You're jumping ahead. I didn't want you to answer that question.
All right.
Our mass media, it motivates motivation through radio, newspapers, television, internet. It helps facilitate this genocide, knowingly and also unwittingly, and the people that go along to get along, like talking heads. You know, they may not agree with what the television industry tells them to say, but people go along to get along. My job is worth more than that. But here is the bottom line, and you were getting to it. I didn't want you to get to it so soon. Who? What group of men? What organization would be so evil as to want to do genocide, kill mankind off in the world? Well, don't answer that. Don't answer that. It's the dragon. And people say, well, you ask any Protestant Christian, who's the beast? Who's the Antichrist? Watch out, the devil. Watch out. I say, well, yes. They've got it. That's true. But the dragon, Satan, the devil, uses men with one-third of his evil angels.
Yep.
I'll just take a little bit longer and I'll be done.
You bet. Absolutely. Stick around, folks. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.